FM 531.
Well, I had fun following this thread because this week people online were talking about lu and luau, which is the taro leaves delicacy from Tonga and Samoa. And I'm sure there are taro leaves desserts, but foods at other islands as well, like the, I was going to say Takihi, but there's no taro leaves in Takihi.
No, but they do luau in Niue. I had a very nice luau when I was there. Yes.
So somebody uploaded a video of himself making luau, and it was like, you know, the nice leaves and then the coconut cream, and he posted it. It looked very beautiful.
Mm.
But then the Tongans came in. Oh, where's the meat in it?
Yes.
Oh, it stink. It stink without meat. And blah. So there went off the debate about lu and luau, which one's better. And can I just say, I've had both of them, and both of them are really nice in their own rights.
No. Don't sit on the fence.
No, I'm serious.
If somebody puts you in a position, your back was against the wall, come on, just be honest.
Oh, yeah, I'll go with the lu sipi.
Of course.
But, like, I'm just saying, they're both really nice. But mind you, I only had the luau on the pie. You know those luau pies?
So you've never actually had like luau had a real on its...
But the luau on the pie was really nice. And I was like, oh, you don't need meat for this. This is really good.
Yes, well, and for those that haven't actually tried, I've been to two places here in Auckland. I'm not sure about our other regions, but man, luau pie, lu sipi pie I've had, hangi pie.
Yeah, you can put basically anything in a pie, eh? But this...
Car pie.
K-tip pie. Anyway, this argument of lu or luau went on. And then, I'm pretty sure it's somebody from America. They go, oh, something mayonnaise. And they're like, wait, what? You put mayonnaise in your lu? And apparently, some people add mayonnaise to lu and their raw fish. And I'm just like, what?
Yeah, that's a line gone too far. I mean, I add best foods. Well, you know, the name says it all. You add it because it makes best foods.
Yeah, you add that to, like, what? Your crab salads and that.
Oh, everything. Eat it with your meat. Except desserts and that, but man.
But would you eat it with your lu?
No, definitely not.
And would you eat it with, definitely not with the raw fish?
No, not with the raw fish.
But then that leaves the question, what special extra ingredients do people actually add to these island goodness foods?
I suppose when it comes to luau, I'm a traditionalist in the way that luau, I like mine thick, nice and thick with the onions, you know, coconut cream, keeping it nice and simple. But I must say, the first time I ever had luau, it was a revelation to me. I'd never had it before, and, you know, going back a few years, went and visited one of our Tongan mates, and they brought it out. And, oh,
what lu was it? Lu sipi.
Yeah, they said, oh, yeah, what's with the lamb? Is that lu sipi? Yeah. And I tasted it, and I just went, ah! I was like, what is this? What is this?
What is this?
But I'd never had it before, and so, yes.
Man, I'm hungry now.
Yeah, but adding mayonnaise to... Oka,
no. How does that? It will just float in the water or sink to the bottom.
That is so wrong.
Oh, and the coconut juice.
Even like with, what is it, supa sui in there. I suppose I like my supa sui thick as well, so here we go.
I'm not even going to add how I like my supa sui because a lot of people don't like it. Just I like my chop sui with vegetables. I like it with cabbage.
And
cabbage is my favourite.
And the meat?
And the meat. I don't like beef chop suey. I don't like any sort of chop suey except with the small chicken nibble meats. You know the raw chicken nibbles that you can buy from the shop? Yeah, I like that. And it's the way my mum makes it that I like.
And see, that's the point. That's the point at the end of the day. However you've been raised to eat the particular island food, depending on how mum or dad makes it, that will always be your go-to because nobody does island cooking like mum.